going to go with a 550C since it'll load so many different cartridges, because we've all got about the same thing, but he's got a, I don't know what that thing is. It's a Russian something or other. And the only thing he can find is the steel casings for it. So I told him, I said, you can't reload those. He said, I know that, but he said, I think I can find some brass.
Not familiar with those, but I'll tell you what, if you ever hear Chad on here, that's the man to go to. He's very, very extremely knowledgeable. And don't want to argue with him, though. He's built like Charles Atlas and a sergeant major in the Army, retired. What a great guy. But he's headed over here, and I think he said he had a barbecue chicken. So I'm going to let you go. I need to get back up there and get to work, Gary, but it's great to hear you, and you guys are welcome anytime, and we'll enjoy it when you come over.
Sounds good to me. Tell Miss Bernice I said hi, and I'm looking forward to meeting Chad one of these first days. He said he comes over to Pickens quite a bit. I told him when he headed over that way to give me a call, and I'd just meet him over there maybe and sit around and chew fat or whatnot or help him out. Something he might need some help with. But y'all have a good afternoon. Don't you work too hard out here in the sun. It's about 80 degrees out, but it's nice. Not much of a breeze blowing, but if the breeze picks back up, it'll be pretty nice and decent outside. Good talking with you, Tom. We'll talk to you a little bit later. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
KI4DOS Mobile. Hey, Gary, ND7J.
I heard you in a while. How you been doing?
Well, I've been doing good. I hadn't heard you either, and I heard you there, and I figured I'd better say hello to you since you're the guy that signed my extra and caused all this havoc.
You think about that, Bob. I've signed several of those, and I'm scratching my head a little bit about it because I don't ever hear them on UHF or VHF anymore. hear them on HF occasionally, but I don't hear them on the upper bands much anymore.
That was a big mistake, Gary.
Gary, well, you know, I am on UHF quite a bit. Whenever I'm in the mobile, I don't really... A lot of times when I'm in the house, I don't have it turned on or I'm not listening, but I am on, and you can ask Tom, he'll tell you. Of course, Tom's on all the time. All he has to do is eat and talk on the radio, so, you know, there you have it. So anyway, good afternoon, Gary. Good afternoon, Tom. And go ahead, Tom.
Well, I never... He just has no respect for his inferiors, Gary. That's what it is. I'll let you guys go ahead. I'm going upstairs, Bob. I had a little project. It only amounts to like 6 screws I got to take out because I can't stand on a ladder over about 5 minutes. See you guys later. Good to hear you, Bob. Go ahead, Gary. KI4DOS and 0TR clip.
DOS. WX4MWA.
I'm screwdriver and let Bernice turn the ladder. Here. He was just getting off when I popped in to say hello. So ND7J Mobile, and I'm just about home, another few miles.
What are you talking about with the reloader and stuff?
And Tom and Gary, no, that was not me.
Yeah, that was me, Bob. I just got upstairs here. Was there something you wanted to know?
Since Gary's already left, you might want to have him do some research. I know my father-in-law's JAP-77. You can use a 30-06 casing shaved down, and it fits the 7.7 JAPs. You might be able to do something that way.
Well, possible, but he said Russian, and I'm not familiar with those cartridges. And I gotta run outside, but thank you for that information. I don't know where Gary went. I got a visitor, Chad's coming over here, Bob, and so I need to run. That's definitely a 2 for Bernice screwing the ladder there with me on it. See you later, guys. In 0TR.
KI4DOS back.
What?
I had to grab it. It was my son. But I heard the comment about the shaved down cartridge. I don't know exactly what he's got and that sort of thing, but he said he could find some brass for it, so I'll have to wait and see if that's the truth or not. But Bob, if you're still in there, we were talking about me signing your extra when you got your extra. I didn't have a whole lot of choice in it because you did so well on the test. You passed the test, so I couldn't say no. But I'm glad you got your extra and everything works out as far as that goes.
Yeah, you know, Gary, it is. I'm coming up on 9 years as a ham. It's hard to think that I've actually been involved in this hobby that long. And last March was 8 years, so I'm at about 8.5 years. Next March will be 9 years. It's just, boy, it just flew by.
Don't worry, buddy. I've been a ham since 96, 95, something like that. I'm still ticked. Hadn't really had the urge to get a general or an extra. But I'm starting to get that itch. Been doing a little studying on it.
My $35 Bofang, and that's all I was really going to do was a Bofang and a technician license, and that didn't work out too well. But anyway, go ahead, Gary.
And you get your license and upgrading. I don't know why you would not want to upgrade once you got your license, but that's neither here nor there. That's just me. Hey, Matt, you'll do it one of these days. I know you will.
Down and taking the leap and just do it. I need to learn CW, and I'm determined I'm going to do that in the next year. MD7J Mobile.
For DOS, KO4E.
For DOS Mobile.
Hey, Gary, to your cohort there, I'm not sure who you're talking about, but those particular cases are Berdan primed, and they have to be, because they have a cap over the flash hole, you have to hydraulically remove the primer. But just tell him to shoot me an email, and I'll explain to him how to do all that, and makes it real easy. You don't have to worry about the brass issue.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I mistook somebody else that was in there. But from my understanding, you can't reuse these steel casings, and that's what he's got now. And I wouldn't want to try to reuse something that you know, that you wasn't supposed to. And there again, it may be just my misinformation on that. But I do appreciate it, and I'm going to talk to him in just a few minutes. So he's supposed to come by the house on his way home from work. So we'll figure that out and get back in touch with you.
Hey, ND7J's got to hop out of here. Good to hear you, Gary. Tom, Chad, the other gentlemen, y'all have a great day. ND7J clerk.
Do is take a caliper, measure the body, measure the neck, measure the height. You take and punch that into the old Google searches, and it'll tell you what you can use and shave down and make it work if you want to go with brass.
We'll do that. Good talking to you there, Bob. You take care. Don't work too hard, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and go inside. And like I said, Stephen's supposed to be over here very shortly, and we'll go from there. But y'all have a great afternoon, what's left of it. Enjoy talking to everybody. N0TR, KO4NUE, ND7J, and Matt, that's you. I can't remember your call since you changed it. I remember your NXS, but I don't remember your new call.
Before Mike Whiskey Alpha, let Joe know I said hey.
I'll take care, and we'll say 73 to the group. KI4DOS, mobile clear.
Tim, KO4NUE, M4WHM.
Hey, Bill. Listen, Bud, I'm fixing to pull in Tom's driveway. How long you gonna be on?
I'll be on for a while, so just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I was just saying hello.
Okay, let me talk with him for a bit, and I'll get with you on the outbound. KL4NUE, I'm out.
I'm clear.
Know anything about the news on a plane over here on Liberty Highway between Anderson and Liberty? Because there's a plane down off on the side of the road with no wings and the tail's all bent up. I'm just wondering if they made an emergency landing or something over here. It's not. WX4MWA.